I'm Not Even Sure This Needs a Title by Misty Zio. Read by X-Men Hater. Recorded for ITBE 2016 for Apple Juice. Summary. Jensen's dick is huge. Also, Jared might be a little bit in love with him. When Jared presented the idea to Jensen, he hadn't expected it to go over so well, nor so smoothly. But Jensen packed up all his stuff from the hotel and moved into the room downstairs in Jared's house, and they got along like a wildfire. Jensen was the perfect roommate. He was a little messy, so he didn't mind Jared's crap, but he kept his own mess confined to his room. And once they started to get more used to sharing the space, it spread slowly out into the kitchen and the living room. He also had really good taste in music and movies, and Jared benefited directly from his DVD collection. Also, he was hot. That certainly did not hurt. From the moment Jared had seen him, had shaken his hand outside Kripke's office, he'd had to start up a repeating mantra in his head that turned on whenever Jensen was around, looking particularly sexy, or just looking ordinary, which was, "Do not molest the co-star." Jared had pretty decent self-control when it came to the important things, and as much as he wanted to slam Jensen against the wall and lick him all over, or bend him over their kitchen table and fuck him stupid, he didn't want to ruin what was turning out to be a really excellent friendship. Jensen was an even better friend than he was an awesome roommate. He laughed at Jared's stupid jokes and hyper-overeager antics, and his sense of humor was as dry as the desert. It always took Jared half a beat too long to get it when Jensen was messing with him, and in that half second, the corner of Jensen's mouth would turn up in a smirk, and he would get this intensely amused look in his eyes. The most fucking gorgeous green eyes. And he'd be laughing before Jared was. But Jared never felt put down, just warmly pleased that Jensen was paying such attention to him. So Jared kept his hands to himself. Quite literally, and often. At first it wasn't really a problem. Jensen was just a crush, and Jared felt kind of awkward after he jerked off in the shower and realized Jensen's face, and hands and mouth and ass and stomach and eyes and back, had been the subject of the fantasy. It was wrong, somehow, to be lusting after his friend and coworker like that, and Jensen had no idea, either. It got steadily worse. Jared wanted to touch Jensen all the time, and Jensen would fucking let him, returning Jared's enthusiastic hugs, or allowing Jared to drape himself all over Jensen in public. Jensen would even return the affection, putting his hand on Jared's back or his head on Jared's shoulder, or leaning on him while they weren't filming. Jared wondered sometimes if they were actually dating. Only he wasn't aware and he wasn't getting laid. It would be just like Jensen to keep something like that from him. When they got picked up for season 2, Jensen called Jared to ask if he was still living in the house and would it be all right if he stayed over like last year? "Fuck yeah," Jared said. "Of course, man. I was going to call and ask if you wanted to. Yeah, it's your place too." Jensen's laugh was warm and deep over the phone, and Jared tried to ignore the shiver it sent down his spine.
"Great. That's great. I mean, you smell like dogs and you're a horrible cook, but the rent's cheap."
"Shut up," Jared replied, grinning. His mama raised an eyebrow at him from across the kitchen as he entered, and he lifted his chin in greeting.
"At least I can get up in the morning to feed your sorry ass. I don't know what you'd do without me."
"I don't either,"
Jensen said unexpectedly, and his voice was soft and fond.
"Okay, I gotta run, but congrats on season 2, and I'll see you in August."
When Jared hung up, he frowned for a moment, considering. "Was that Jensen?" his mama asked, smiling a suspicious smile.
"Yeah," Jared said. "He was calling about the show and my place, our place, in Vancouver."
"Is that right?" Jared narrowed his eyes.
"Yes."
"You boys living together again?"
"Yeah,"
Jared dragged the word out.
"What's going on, mama?"
"Nothing," she said, winking inexplicably at him. "I'm just glad you two get along so well." When they got back to Vancouver in August, Jared was still slightly put off, but Jensen was waiting for him in the living room when he'd arrived from the airport with the dogs, and he'd already made dinner, and Jared's heart seized in his chest. So after that, he didn't feel bad about jerking off to thoughts of Jensen. Jared was totally gone for him, and admitting he was pining was better than bottling it all up and denying it forever. Of course, admitting it didn't help the fact that now he wanted Jensen all the time, and bad. Jensen's pretty smart mouth was only more attractive now, and Jensen's hands casually on Jared's body were like electricity every time.
The way Jensen would slant a look at Jared while they were filming would send heat straight to Jared's groin, and he spent more than enough time trying to conceal inopportune erections with Sam's flannel shirts and baggy jeans. Jensen would lick his lips and Jared would get hard. Jensen would run his hands through his hair when he was tired to make it stand up, and Jared would get hard. Jensen would walk in front of Jared from one set to another, and Jared would get hard. Jensen would hold a coffee cup and talk to a PA, and Jared would get hard. It was getting ridiculous. Then it got worse. They were filming a fight scene. Dean and Sam were really going at it, wailing on their monster of the week, when it took an ugly turn and Sam got thrown across the room, ending up sprawled across a recovering Dean. Dean was supposed to give him a look and make some kind of smart-ass remark about not putting out on a first date, and Sam would roll his eyes and get off his brother, and they would tag Dean the monster dead. This was all well and good, and Jared was emotionally and physically prepared for the scene, having locked down all his inappropriate squishy feelings for Jensen tight, in the mental box marked, not right now, and having jerked off that morning in the shower. He was calm, he was cool, and he was ignoring the way Jensen looked particularly scruffy and delicious. The stubble on his chin begging to have Jared's teeth scraped across it. The pale softness of his throat at his open collar perfect for Jared's mouth. Yep, definitely ignoring it. Jared did his fall right into Jensen's lap and was breathing hard. He was acting. Seriously. Jensen's mouth was half open, lips parted, and he had the cocky Dean smirk on his face that made Jared's heartbeat kick up. The freckles on his face were standing out against his cheeks, not masked by the makeup at all, lit by the stage's bright lights. And his eyes were the gorgeous green that meant he was having a good time. His body was hard and warm, catching Sam and Dean's arms, and Jared froze. Jensen said his line, winking, and Jared totally flubbed his. "Okay," Kim said, cutting them off. "Can we try that again?" Jared started to get off Jensen, apologizing, but Kim said, "No, just your part, Jared." Right, they were only filming Jensen right now, so Jensen was fine where he was. "Yeah," he said, and they tried it again. They did two takes without the cameras rolling to get their banter down, but then Jared fucked it up again, and after that, Jensen misspoke. Jared was starting to get frustrated. This much time spent pressed up against Jensen's firm, comfortable body was fucking distracting. He could feel Jensen's abs contracting as he spoke, and his hands were steadying Jared's upper arms, holding him in place. Jared found himself imagining what else Jensen might do if he were holding Jared on top of him, and then he was picturing grinding down on Jensen's crotch. His thigh pressed snug against Jared's dick, and then, oh Christ, he was getting hard. He pulled all his focus back up to his brain and nailed the scene. "Great," Kim said. "I know it takes you boys a little warming up, but we've got a lot to get through today." Then to the crew. "5 minutes to set up the reverse angle, then we'll go from the fall." "Awesome," Jared thought, scrambling up off of Jensen's lap and rubbing his damp palms on his jeans. He had 5 minutes to get himself under fucking control, and then he would be, well, right back in the danger zone, lying on Jensen, now with the camera practically in his face. Everyone would get to watch him getting undeniably turned on by his coworker. Great. Jensen was just lying on the ground, though, hands laced behind his head, looking up at Jared with a smile on his face. He made no move to get up, just pulled his knees up and spread his legs a little, and Jared felt his face flush and his blood pressure skyrocket. No fucking way. He looked back at Jensen, and Jensen winked. God damn him. "Ready?" Kim asked, and Jared stood on his mark, sweating. This was so stupid. He was not a teenager, and he'd known Jensen for ages, and it was all very normal, and... "Action!" Kim called, and Jared turned and stumbled and landed on Jensen again, right on cue.
"Sammy, you know I ain't that kind of girl,"
Jensen said, pitch all Dean and inflection all himself. Jared shivered and blew his line again. Jensen felt so good, warm and unyielding, big hands cradling his shoulders, his breath warm on Jared's face.
"Rolling," Kim grumbled. "Go again, Jay." "Shut up, Dean,"
Jared growled, pulling out Bitch Face 35, the one that said, "I can't believe we're related," and, "You do remember we're related, right?" And also, "Stop touching me, Dean." But God, he didn't want Jensen to stop touching him. He wanted those hands all over his body, running down his back and grabbing his ass. Jared bet his ass would fit perfectly in Jensen's hands, and Jensen would use that strong grip to just squeeze and... Oh, shit. Jared was completely not paying attention, may or may not have actually just rocked his hips down against Jensen's. And he was really most of the way to hard, too. Jensen's eyebrows shot up, and Jared knew then that he had definitely just humped him slightly. Jensen's line was ruined that time, and they had to take it again. Another take, getting better, as Jared was triumphing mind over matter. And then Jensen let go of one shoulder to rub at his eye between takes, dirt or dust or something, and he didn't want it under his contact. And Jared slipped. He caught himself on his elbow, jarring it against the stage, but then he was aligned with Jensen in a whole new way. Jensen was hard. Jared could feel him, the thick ridge of his cock in Dean's jeans, and Jensen went still. He lifted his hand from his face and looked up at Jared, and his eyes were dark, his cheeks flushed. He let out a breath, and Jared shifted against him again, suddenly treated to a lot more detailed knowledge of exactly what Jensen felt like. He was big. Fuck, was he big. Even though Jared was getting all of his information through the muscle in his thigh, which was all up in Jensen's crotch. Okay, seriously, Kim said, breaking the moment. Jared jerked away, pushing himself up on his hands. We'll move on, okay? Come back to the scene in a bit. Jesus. Can I get 10 minutes? Jared asked without thinking. And when Kim nodded, he was off Jensen and off the stage in record time. His dick was throbbing, jeans tight, every movement sending the denim sliding against sensitive skin, even through his boxers. He could still feel Jensen's hands on him, and Jensen's fucking cock against his leg, huge and hard and hot. He rattled up his trailer stairs and slammed the door behind him, and leaned heavily against it, breath coming short. He palmed his cock through his jeans and groaned, licking his lips and tilting his head back. He was being totally unprofessional, but that was a little too much to ask at the moment. He thumbed open his jeans with his other hand and unzipped them, pushing his jeans and shorts down to his knees in one fell swoop. His cock sprang free, tugging another groan out of him. He was already wound up and not too far from the edge, and just from getting a little full body contact with his ultimate fantasy and best friend. Okay, that was reasonable. Especially when the man had had the same reaction, getting hard over nothing, and when he was packing a dick like that. Jared wanted it. He was a big guy, so big dicks, and tiny girls, had always made sense. Sure, it took some coaxing, but he loved nothing better in bed than being shoved full of so much cock. He liked sucking them down, stuffing his mouth full, loved the sense of power he got and the pleasure he gave. He wanted Jensen, wanted to get on his knees and choke on him, take him so deep and hold his hips and convince him to fuck his mouth. His cock was stiff and full in his fist, hard as steel, and the blunt tip was sticky and smeared with pre-cum. He dragged his thumb over the tip, biting back a moan, and started jacking in earnest, imagining, now without any regret, the feeling of Jensen's cock in his hand instead. It would be thick and hot, and Jensen would shudder, oh God, like that, pushing his hips up into Jared's hand. Jared could bite his neck, mark him up, suck him down. With his free hand, the one not fisting his cock steadily, Jared reached between his legs and dragged his fingertips over his balls, feeling how taut and full they were, how heavy and sensitive. He shuddered, rubbing along the sensitive skin between his balls and his asshole, and then pressed the pad of his finger against the tight ring of muscle. Jensen would fill him up so utterly, so full and hard and impossibly thick, and God, Jared would stretch so far to fit him, so big, so fucking full. Jared was going to come. He could feel it, tingling in his spine, throb in his balls, and he pressed his finger inside, his cock slipping through his other hand. He thought about how fucking big Jensen could be, and he could feel his asshole clenching at the thought, squeezing down on his finger, an intrusion that paled in comparison to Jared's new imaginings of Jensen's dick. Then he was coming, spurting hot and wet over his fingers, back arching against the door, knees buckling. A moan tore itself from his throat, too loud in the trailer, and Jared barely managed to keep it from turning into Jensen's name. This was out of control, he thought. He was going to have to either fuck Jensen or die trying. When Jared got back to the stage, cleaned up and washed clean and still wound up, Jensen came jogging over from the direction of the craft services tent, ears pink, grinning. Jared looked at him askance. You ready to work? Jensen beamed. Am I ever? Let's stop fucking around, Jay, shall we? Sure, Jared said, thrown. Jensen had this look in his eye, mischievous and knowing, like he had every idea of what Jared had just done. And maybe approved. Jared suppressed a shudder, and they got back into the scene. When the day was over, Jared was wiped. He sat in the SUV with his head lolling back on the headrest and his hands limp in his lap. Jensen looked equally tired, chin tucked down to his chest, headphones jammed in his ears, eyes closed. Cliff dropped them off at the driveway, and Jared dragged himself up the front stairs and unlocked the door. Jensen was right behind him, and Jared heard the clatter and clink of his keys on the table, and the soft shh of cloth as he hung up his coat. He was halfway to the kitchen, mind fixed on a late snack, before dropping like a stone into bed, when he heard Jensen's voice.
"Jared?"
Jared paused and turned.
"Yeah?" "We need to talk."
"Shit. Shit, shit, shit." Jensen was pissed. His face was shadowed in the twilight dark of the living room, but his stance was tense, his shoulders square. His hands closed into fists and his feet planted far apart.
"What's up?" Jared asked carefully, trying for neutral and unassuming and sounding guilty instead. "I think you know," Jensen said, taking a step closer. "Don't fuck with me, Jay."
"What's going on?" Jared cursed himself for not keeping a steady tone. Normally, he could face Jensen's wrath head-on, because Jensen was not a hot-headed guy, but this was different. He had to keep cool. Not to mention that the low, icy, calm sound of Jensen's voice had his face heating and his cock filling, so fucking turned on by Jensen's attitude. The power in his limbs. The memory of his cock against Jared's thigh. "Wait a minute," Jared thought, but he didn't have time to complete his conclusion.
"I think you and I have a minor misunderstanding we need to work out," Jensen said. "I think there's something you're not telling me."
"Look," Jared said, putting his hands out in what he hoped was a placating manner. "If this is about earlier, man, I'm really sorry. Total fluke, I'm serious. Totally awkward, right? I didn't mean, that is..." Oh God, if Jensen was going to beat him up, he'd better do it soon and put him out of his misery.
Jensen's eyes flashed, and he took another step forwards. "I don't think we're on the same page, Jay," he said, voice softening, and he reached out and took hold of one of Jared's hands. Then he placed it directly on his own crotch. "Fuck me," Jared thought, figuring he must have lost his mind. Jensen's hand was firm over his own, and Jensen's dick was a hard, unyielding line under his fingers. He could feel the heat of it through Jensen's jeans, the way it twitched when his fingers shifted. He was just as big as Jared had figured, bigger than he'd imagined before, felt exactly the same as he had 10 hours earlier, branding Jared's thigh. Had to be at least 8 inches, goddamn.
"I..." he said, and then Jensen was pressing him back against the wall, trapping their hands between them, and Jensen's wrist was tucked up right against Jared's crotch. He could definitely feel they were on the same page now.
"That better?"
Jensen asked, and now his voice was almost a whisper, low and rumbling, his mouth ghosting over Jared's collarbone as his free hand slid up behind Jared's neck.
"Oh, fuck yeah," Jared heard himself saying, and he tilted his head down as Jensen raised his face.
And then Jensen was kissing him. Soft at first, slow and testing, and then harder, opening Jared's mouth skillfully and licking his way inside. Jared groaned, muffled, and Jensen smiled into the kiss.
"God," he said, breaking away for a moment to meet Jared's eyes. "Jay, wanted this forever."
"Want you," Jared agreed, angling for another kiss, and Jensen gave it to him, eyes crinkling in pleasure as he ate at Jared's mouth, biting his lips and sucking his tongue, licking the back of his teeth, the stubble on his jaw scraping Jared's face deliciously. Jared's head started to clear. This totally made sense. This was allowed. He was kissing Jensen in their living room, and Jensen was rolling his hips up into Jared's hand, and Jared was just standing there like an idiot. He squeezed his fingers, and Jensen choked.
"Ah, fuck," he hissed, eyes falling shut,
and Jared squeezed again, at the same time rubbing his cock against Jensen's wrist. Jensen removed his hand from between them and looped his fingers in Jared's belt loop instead, trying to pull him closer. But Jared kept his hand where it was, cupped firmly around Jensen's dick, working him through his pants. His other hand slid down Jensen's spine to the small of his back and urged him into his rolling rhythm again, and Jensen moaned and dropped his head back on his shoulders.
"Want to suck you?"
Jared said, biting at Jensen's bared throat, sucking a mark into his neck.
Want it so bad, Jensen. Let me suck you, please.
Yes, Jensen said, loud in the dark house.
Yes, God, do it.
Jared nudged him, pushing him away gently with the hand on his crotch, and fell to his knees. He looked up at Jensen through his hair, and Jensen carted it away from his face, tugging gently and grinning. Fuck yes, he was gorgeous, and he was going to be Jared's. Jared pressed his face into Jensen's crotch, nuzzling the bulge, mapping it with his mouth through Jensen's jeans. Jensen moaned and his hips jerked, pushing against Jared's cheek, and Jared gripped his hips with both hands.
God damn, you're huge, he murmured, dragging his lips up the line of Jensen's cock. Where do you fucking hide this?
Jensen laughed, breathless, running both hands through Jared's hair now, over and over, stroking and playing and touching.
It's so hard when I'm around you.
Jared snorted against the denim.
I'll say. Shut up, Padalecki,
Jensen growled, but Jared bet if he was looking at Jensen's face right now, he'd be blushing all the way up to the tips of his ears. He loved that blush.
Come here, he muttered, letting go of Jensen's hips to undo his belt and pop open his fly.
Jensen let him unzip him, brushing his fingertips over Jared's face, gazing down at him with his mouth half open in something that looked a lot like awe. Jared looked away, pushing Jensen's shirt up and yanking his jeans open and pressing a kiss to the hard cut of Jensen's abdomen. Jensen made an inarticulate noise and let go of Jared's head to push his jeans down his hips.
God, you want it, don't you? Jensen hissed. You jerked off earlier, Jay, right? After we fucked up that scene?
Yeah, Jared breathed, mindless. Wanted you so much. Jared got his hand around Jensen's cock, fingers sliding along his hot flesh. He smelled like sweat and leather and that aftershave Jared made fun of him for, and Jared kissed his abs again, looking at his skin, even as he stroked down the length of Jensen's cock. He almost didn't want to look, lest he ruin the fantasy of it. Jensen's cock was a thick, comfortable weight in his hand, long and hard and throbbing gently. The head was wet and slippery when Jared rubbed his thumb over it, and Jensen said, "Oh," in the most charming way. Jared turned his head and slid his lips along the smooth length, darted his tongue out to taste, and then opened his mouth around the head.
"Fuck,"
Jensen moaned, and his hands were back in Jared's hair. Jared closed his eyes and concentrated, ignoring everything, the hot pulse of his own dick in his pants, the hardwood floor under his knees, for the taste of Jensen on his tongue and the feel of Jensen quivering under his hands. Jensen's cock rubbed the roof of his mouth, leaking, and Jared could tell he was trying so hard not to thrust forwards. But he wanted to. Jared took a breath and suppressed his gag reflex and took Jensen deeper, stretching his lips and pushing his jaw wide, Jensen's cock pressing deep into his throat. He pulled back for a moment, took another breath, and swallowed Jensen again. He couldn't breathe with Jensen in his mouth, thick and hard and fucking huge, and he still had 2 fingers worth of length to go. Jensen was breathing loudly, every exhale almost a whine, and every so often he said, "Jared," like a prayer. Jared was drooling, spit slicking his chin, his mouth stretched around the girth of Jensen's cock. He pressed harder, relaxing his whole upper body, and Jensen actually shouted when his throat opened up and he slid home.
"Oh, shit," Jensen said, really loud. "Jared, what the fuck?"
Jared pulled back to grin at him and take a breath, and then he dove right back in, taking Jensen as deep as he could, as quick as he could. Jensen's hands scrabbled in his hair as he started fucking his mouth on Jensen's cock, sucking him down and letting him go over and over. He let go of Jensen's cock and slid his hands around Jensen's bare hips, pulling on them until Jensen got the picture and started thrusting shallowly, panting.
"Shit, shit, shit," Jensen groaned. "Oh God, your mouth, you're so fucking good."
He was trying to spread his legs farther, but he was trapped by his jeans around his knees, and Jared suddenly needed to have him naked.
"I'm real close," Jensen said, and Jared pulled off immediately, ignoring his whine of protest and rising smoothly to his feet.
Jensen pulled him into a rough kiss, licking his own taste out of Jared's mouth, and Jared moaned and dragged Jensen against him. "Come on," he said, pulling away and hiking Jensen's jeans up his ass. His cock stuck out, still hard and wet, from Jared's mouth, and he stumbled, dazed, when Jared let go of his body to pull him by the hand. Jared led them to Jensen's room, right there on the first floor, and he shed his clothes on his way across to the bed. When he turned around, left only in his shorts, which were tended at a funny angle and forming a damp spot, Jensen was staring at him from the doorway. Jared felt his stomach drop, suddenly imagining Jensen having second thoughts. "Jensen?" "Oh, God," Jensen said, tugging his t-shirt over his head and crossing the room. "You're fucking gorgeous, dude. You have no idea." He towed off his sneakers and shoved his jeans down and away, and then he was bearing Jared back onto the bed. Jared arched up into him, regretting immediately leaving his boxers on, but Jensen was reaching between them to push them down, and then they were gloriously bare, rutting together skin on skin, Jared's cock sliding against Jensen's, against their stomachs, Jensen's mouth catching his own. "Fuck me," Jared said, between kisses. "Jensen, come on, please." Jensen stilled, spreading his knees and grinning down at Jared. He rolled his hips slowly and deliberately.
"You sure? There's a lot of me."
Jared moaned, grabbing Jensen's hips and thrusting up against him hard.
"Yes, yeah." "I'm gonna have to prep you real slow," Jensen said, and it sounded like a promise.
Jared tossed his head on the covers, and Jensen reached up to lace their hands together as he kissed him. Finally, Jared pushed him off, arching his back and shoving with his hands, shoulders flexing, and Jensen let up with a laugh.
"Get up,"
Jensen said, slapping him on the hip, and Jared squirmed from underneath him to push down his sheets and get on his elbows and knees with his face in Jensen's pillows. They smelled like him, shampoo and gel, in an undertone that had to be Jensen's own scent, which Jared would smell on himself. Oh, God. Thank God. After this. Jensen kept a hand on his back as he reached off the bed, and then he was back, throwing a condom at Jared's elbow and ducking his head to press a kiss to the small of Jared's back. Jared moaned into the pillow, and Jensen took hold of both of his ass cheeks and spread him wide, looking up the center without any preamble. Jared locked his hands behind his head, muffling the sound of his yelp, and Jensen licked him again, not teasing in the slightest, just fucking going right at it, licking at his hole until he was moaning nonstop. He'd been rimmed a couple of times by ex-boyfriends, but it had been like a favor, not this. Jensen was eating him out with such fucking enthusiasm that he thought he could probably come from this if he kept it up. But he didn't. Jensen pulled away, kissing Jared's back and sinking his teeth gently into the meat of his ass, and then he was pressing two slick fingers into him. Jared pushed back, Jensen's fingers sinking deep, and he didn't miss Jensen's startled grunt of surprise and pleasure. Jensen twisted his wrist, rotating his fingers, and then he rubbed right over Jared's prostate, sending hot pleasure through him. "Shit, yes," Jared said, ducking his head. He could see Jensen kneeling between his knees and his own cock hard between his thighs, and Jensen mouthed kisses along his thigh and ass and back.
"More."
Jensen nodded. Jared could feel it against his leg, and a third finger joined the others, opening him up. Jensen straightened up, and then all Jared could see was his free hand curling around his own cock, pulling in long strokes as he worked his fingers into Jared's ass. "Come on," Jared said, pushing back and up, fucking back on Jensen's hand and forwards into nothing. "Come on, man, now."
"Okay," Jensen agreed, obviously forgetting his promise to take his time, but Jared didn't want to waste any more time. "Okay, give me that."
Jared found the condom and opened the packet with his teeth, then reached between his legs and rolled it onto Jensen's cock. Jensen hissed and pushed into his fingers, and Jared took the opportunity to give him another pump, feeling the whole length of his dick sliding through his fist. Then he tugged, guiding Jensen up against him and let go, resting his weight back on both elbows and spreading his knees farther apart. The head of Jensen's cock was wide, pressing him open, and it hurt. But Jensen ran a hand down Jared's sweaty back, muttering, "So fucking hot," and pushed in slowly. Jared bit the pillow, tensing and relaxing as he was stretched on Jensen's dick. It was an agonizing, perfect slide, slow and steady, and Jared reached back to grip Jensen's thigh, urging him on. Jensen sank into him, inch by inch, and finally Jensen's hips were against his own, pubes against his ass, and Jensen was kissing his shoulders, the back of his neck. Jared tried to say something, and it came out garbled nonsense, all thoughts pushed clear out of his head by the feeling of Jensen filling him up. He was split in half, spitted on Jensen's cock, unable to move, almost unable to draw breath, he was so full.
"Yeah?" Jensen asked, against his ear. "Jay, you feel so good. Jesus, so fucking tight."
"Ugh," said Jared, which was still not a word, but which hopefully conveyed that he was enjoying himself very much. Jensen kissed his shoulder again and said,
"Can I?"
Jared nodded as hard as he could, fingers digging into the muscle of Jensen's thigh. Jensen pulled out a fraction and pushed back in, repeated the motion, and soon he was sliding in and out, stretching Jared over and over on every thrust, leaving him bereft for a moment and then filling him full again.
"I'm not gonna,"
Jensen said, hips rolling faster, his forehead pressed against Jared's back.
"Oh, God."
Jared grabbed one of Jensen's hands holding his hips and pulled it around, curling Jensen's fingers around his aching cock. He was dripping, slicking Jensen's fist, and Jensen started jacking him in time with his thrusts, fucking Jared into the circle of his hand. Jared was going to come any fucking second, and he dropped his head between his elbows again and watched Jensen pumping his cock, fingers sliding sure down the length and then up again, rubbing over the head and down. He tensed, orgasm rising, and Jensen moaned as his ass squeezed Jensen's dick, still fucking into him with awesome power.
"Yeah, yeah,"
Jared whispered, fingers clenching in Jensen's pillows and sheets.
"Jensen, fuck, yeah, harder, harder."
Jensen obeyed, hips snapping, and Jared opened his mouth around a wordless moan as he started to come, shaking, cock hardening in Jensen's fist and then spurting over his fingers. Jensen shuddered, sucking hard on the back of Jared's shoulder, still fisting his cock as Jared shook and squirmed, pulsing in his hand. Finally, Jared went limp, and Jensen let go with the final squeeze and straightened up, gripping Jared's hips in slippery hands and fucking into him with abandon. Jared pushed back to meet him, and the sound of skin meeting skin was loud and unapologetic. Jensen was chanting, "Ugh, ugh, ugh," with every thrust, and Jared pushed up onto his hands, changing the angle. Jensen bit off a shout and slowed abruptly to long, deep strokes as he swelled inside Jared, and then his shoulders were shaking and he was coming. Jared would have come with him then if he hadn't just, Jensen's fingers digging into his hips and his thighs against Jared's, fucking him so deep with his big cock. Then Jensen exhaled and slumped forward, face sliding against Jared's shoulder blade, and Jared turned to kiss him, catching his mouth in a sloppy, sideways affair that made Jensen smile and murmur. He let go of Jared's hip and pulled out, and Jared winced at the deep-seated ache that remained. Jensen rolled away briefly to throw out the condom, and then he was back, pulling Jared into his arms and kissing his face.
"Fuck,"
Jared said, going easily and draping his arm across Jensen's chest.
"Oh my God," Jensen concurred. Then he said, "You have no idea how long."
"I probably do," Jared said, nosing the underside of his chin to press a kiss at the corner of his jaw.
"We're kind of idiots," Jensen said.
"Hmm," Jared said, sated and sleepy, eyes already closed. "Can I stay?"
"Fuck yeah."
Jensen ran a hand through Jared's hair, and Jared hoped very much it was not the one covered in his cum. That or Jensen better have wiped it off already.
"Whatever."
Jensen kissed his forehead, and he raised his chin for a kiss on the mouth, which evolved from a sweet kiss to a slow, dirty one.
"Make you breakfast,"
Jared offered after a while, when his head was pillowed on Jensen's shoulder, and his words were little more than a mumble.
"You already do,"
Jensen whispered. And he was right. The end.